You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Mark Becker, CEO at The Tangent Agency, an industry-leading creative powerhouse that specializes in out-of-the-box campaigns, including mythology and franchise development, the process wherein the backstories for plot and character are developed so then they can be sold into various other mediums. Mr. Becker, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure. So, Mr. Becker, what has been the biggest challenge in building your business and specifically going from a large corporation to a startup?
It's funny. I actually get that question all the time, and it's when people ask me what I miss about Universal at the big corporation, I always answer and I say, you know, I miss the people and the corporate card. And it's not always necessarily in that order. But no, it's a lot more than that. And you know, starting my own business is definitely been a challenge. Not that the corporate world didn't pose its own challenges, but this is just kind of unique challenges. And, you know, when you're in the corporate world, at the end of the day, even though we all are married, you know, owned by our smartphones, and when we first got started, the Blackberries or whatever phone device they give you, at the end of the day, you don't have to worry about the lights staying on or the checks bouncing. I mean, at least at some of these big corporations. And when you're in the startup world, those types of thoughts have to always run through your head. You know, when you're in the startup realm as being an entrepreneur, my title's CEO, I'm really janitor to CEO, and you have to wear a ton of different hats. And we're at the point now where we've grown, and you know, we have staff to help with certain things, but you really do have to wear a lot of hats, and it's always on your mind. So I think that's probably one of the biggest significant changes and differences going to from the corporate world to the startup world.
And I can certainly understand that. So what's the biggest communications challenge in conveying to these large businesses, A, why they should outsource marketing work, and or B, why they should do so with relatively younger executives?
Yeah, so you know, people always ask, we're dealing with Universal, Sony, Fox, Warner Brothers, NBC, Amazon Studios, a lot of these big companies, and they're also media companies, don't they have in-house departments? And they do. I mean, a lot of them do. But what ends up happening, and I would experience this even when I was at Universal doing with my own in-house team, they do such incredible, great work. The thing is, when you're dealing with creative, it's always important to have multiple explorations. So not only will they go to a vendor, sometimes they even go to multiple vendors, but they'll sometimes even still use in-house. They want to then see, just kind of, you know, get new, fresh ideas, have that fresh creative perspective. When you're dealing on franchises, like, you know, right now we're working on Fast 8, 9, and 10, and you know, you're looking at Fox with what they've done with multiple installments in the X-Men franchise, it's always important to get that new, fresh perspective and ideas. Also, bandwidth becomes an issue. You know, with these in-house teams, they're focused on kind of, you know, releasing this next film. I mean, a lot of the studios are releasing over 20 films a year now, which is pretty crazy. A lot of networks just have, there's so much content out there. So bandwidth becomes an issue, and they kind of lean on us as both a creative partner and a thought partner in that respect. In terms of the relatively younger execs part of it all, you know, the industry is quickly changing, and yeah, we're on the younger side, but at the same time, collectively over here, we have tons of experience and many years of experience. My experience at Universal, Daniel, the head of strategy over here, was at Legendary Pictures. Before that, was at an agency, a great transmedia agency. My business partner Ben, the creative director, has been both fashion side and agency side. So really, even though we're on the younger side, we do have a lot of experience, but also bringing that fresh perspective, and it's safe to say a lot of us aren't too jaded yet, right? So that's another good aspect in terms of why they should bring us on and be able to kind of help tackle some of their challenges and think outside the box.
Tell us, what is mythology and franchise development, and how does it impact a theatrical project or an overall film studio's bottom line?
Absolutely. Well, other than just being really sexy marketing buzzwords, they actually are executable ideas. So franchise development, I'll kind of lead with that. And, you know, for better or worse, we're living in the day of franchise. And, you know, Disney kind of pioneered that, and they're the king of franchise. But a lot of the studios and networks are really picking up pretty quickly, even not just studios and networks, but even you look at companies like Hasbro or some of the toy companies. But when you have IP and you're able to make it work across multiple platforms, that's really where you have a franchise. And almost, I'd say, taking a step back, I think there's a huge difference in distinction. I think franchise gets overused a little bit. You know, I was actually at the Variety Massive Summit yesterday. There was a whole panel on franchise that I was listening to. And I would agree with one of the people who even mentioned that franchise gets overused, and I agree. And I think that from my standpoint, you know, there are film franchises, like, you know, you look at American Pie or some films that have done really well in terms of having great box office. But then there are truly entertainment franchises where you have theatrical release, home entertainment release, which you do get with film, but also maybe you'll have a TV series that goes along with it, or you'll have the consumer products takes on a life of its own, or interactive gaming, and then there's other touch points like location-based entertainment in theme parks, or even, you know, some of this new technology like VR and AR and things of that nature. So the entertainment franchise is really where we are bread and butter, where we really like to sit, and where we can then be a thought partner for a studio to show them how they can take their successful IP and make it work across multiple touch points and platforms. And the mythology aspect of that is more in-world. Again, to get really marketing buzzwordy on you, it's really, you know, the strategic story world and establishing that universe and making sure everything works within the confines of that universe. So where my background was more in the franchise development side of things, looking at from all the different marketing touch points and kind of synchronizing that calendar. You know, if you have a successful film this year, you announce a film in a few years, what do you do to bridge the gap between those things? Daniel, our head of strategy, came from Legendary. He was their mythology manager over there, and then before that, he was at an agency. His background was more in-world. So looking at kind of like what Marvel does or what Lucasfilm does so well, it's making sure that everything that you do that touches all these touch points makes sense within the confines of that story world, which is so important as we have fans and that we need to super serve, and also, you know, reaching new audiences. So that's kind of the overview of what both franchise development and mythology is. And then I guess to answer your last part, long-winded answer, but to answer your last part, the overall bottom line part of it, really, when these films are successful, you know, I mean, you can achieve great box office success. A lot of the real money is made at the downstream revenue. You know, you have the film that's successful, then there's the broadcast and all that, but also licensing and then all these ancillary touch points that I talked about. I mean, Disney, for example, is a consumer products company first, and you can make $1 billion on a movie like Frozen, box office. Obviously, there's the cost and everything, but the real money is made at the downstream revenue. You know, Disney flicks a switch and starts making the dresses, and then after the dresses, the Disney on Ices, and then, you know, Frozen's integrated into everything before there's even a sequel. So that's really how it can affect the bottom line of a studio. Is that long-winded enough?
That was perfect, thoroughly covered, and I appreciate that. Today we are joined by Mr. Mark Becker, CEO at the Tangent Agency, an industry-leading creative powerhouse that specializes in out-of-the-box campaigns, including mythology and franchise development here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Becker, what is your 3 to 5 year plan for the company? Get into that a little, if you would.
Well, other than taking over the world, now I guess I can be a little more specific, right? No, so 3 to 5 year plan. So my background was in film. We're working a lot in the film space. We're starting to work a lot more in TV. TV's having its – and the interesting thing about that is you talk about a five-year plan. It'll be interesting to see how the word television evolves over the next 5 years, you know, with the new media platforms and distribution platforms, you know, like with the Netflixes of the world, the Amazon Studios of the world. But TV's having a magical moment right now, and so we definitely see that as a huge opportunity. We're an entertainment-first agency, so when I say entertainment, I don't just mean film and TV. I think that interactive gaming is a great opportunity for us. Really anywhere where stories are being told. And that being said, it's not just in entertainment. I think that you'll see a lot of brands outside of entertainment really kind of latching on to that storytelling aspect. And telling a brand story is pretty much what we do. And so I think in the 3 to 5 years, I think see us expanding even beyond entertainment. But also and this isn't, this is something that we've been having conversations with some of our partners about, is maybe even original IP and owning our own IP. You know, all the branding that we do and the development and the mythology and the franchise stuff that we do for other people's IP. It could be great to do something like that for IP we own. I think that'll, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, that'll definitely add value to Tangent, whether we generate the IP from scratch here or if we partner with someone and just have equity in that IP, whether it's through a startup or a bigger company that just wants to bring us on as a partner in that respect. So I think that's kind of where I see this going the next 3 to 5 years. But, you know, we'll I wish I had a magic ball, but I think that that's at least a good strategy for now.
And I certainly would agree with that. Now, what's one piece of advice you would give people seeking to leave large corporations, whatever business segment they may be in, and do it on their own?
Yeah. So, you know, being in the corporate world is cushy. It's comfortable. I mean, things were amazing for me at Universal, and I left on great terms and nothing bad had happened. You know, there are people, it's funny, when I got my MBA, I did the MBA PM program at USC. So it's a for professionals and managers, people that have full-time jobs, essentially. And the first thing they say when you start is you're either a career switcher or a career enhancer, right? Because you've got a job, so it's not like you're going to, you know, land a job. And what I'd say is thinking about leaving a corporation, people see the entrepreneurial route and they're like, oh yeah, you get to make your own schedule, right? But you know, we're in the client service business and our and we, you know, we try to be partners with them as opposed to the typical client vendor relationship, but we are at the mercy of our partners and our clients. So it's not as if I get to completely make my own schedule. And that being said, going back to the janitor to CEO of it all, you're going to be your own champion. So in order, obviously, it's important to have mentors and have people to help you, but the more time you put in, the more you'll get out of your work. So it's not just super easy, and people think that you go to the entrepreneurial route and it's just, you know, you make your own schedule, chill on the beach and work from home. It's really, I mean, it's a grind. So the what I would say is make sure you think long and hard about going to the entrepreneurial route, and you really need to be hungry. And an entrepreneur, by definition, is a risk taker. And so you need to be able to take those risks and live off ramen noodles for a little bit you know, be able to put the grind in and be persistent and aggressive in that respect. Because one other piece of advice I'll give is when you're on the studio side, when you're working at the big corporation, it's very easy for people to call you and to get things done, and everyone wants a piece. But when you're on the agency side, or if you go to a smaller company, it's a lot more of a grind and it's a hustle. So just something to definitely consider. Make sure that you have all your ducks in a row and you think strategically, but also live in the moment. But I think it's been a fun adventure, and I any entrepreneur that's looking to do it, I definitely condone it and think that it should be done, but definitely thought through, because it's a grind and it's a hustle, but it's exciting.
And I would once again agree with you there. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or one last final tip or piece of advice for the listeners today?
You know, I think we covered a lot of great ground. One other thing I'd leave the listeners with, I think, is just I mentioned entrepreneurship being taking risks. I didn't mean to seem like it's scary out there. I also think that, you know, when you hear about people failing and people being successful in the entrepreneurial world, you really need to put yourself out there in order to make it happen. And I've been essentially an entrepreneur since I've been a little kid, just kind of doing different businesses here and there. And I did the corporate world for a little bit, and I've always just had that entrepreneurial spirit. But I think that it's really important that people are managing their own careers. And whether you're in a corporation, you know, trying to be as entrepreneurial as possible or doing it out on your own, I think it's just important that people, you know, just take risks, and that's how innovation happens. And so that's the one thing I would leave is just don't be afraid to take risks.
Well, Mr. Becker, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and really appreciate all the advice and insight here from your expertise. Much appreciated. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Tangent Agency and how could one be in contact as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our website is thetangentagency.com. And it has, it's funny, a lot of what we do is business to business and internal strategy. You know, when you're doing a 5 to 10 year plan for some of these franchises for studios, you can't just post them online because it's very confidential and we're under NDA. So it's a little bit of a cryptic site, but it does have a lot of information about who we are, what we're doing, who we're working with. So thetangentagency.com, and then they can connect through the connect button there.
Easy enough. Well, Mr. Becker, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
And the pleasure certainly been ours. We have been speaking with Mr. Mark Becker, CEO at the Tangent Agency, an industry-leading creative powerhouse that specializes in out-of-the-box campaigns, including mythology and franchise development. And for more information, visit thetangentagency.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.